If you have your bulletins, the handout there, the handout, I'm just going to look at that today. All right, I put everything you need to know in this sheet of paper. Anyone not have one of those? Anyone need one? We can get one to you real quick. Okay. Carrie, good to see you today. Jim will get those. Keep your hands up there. All right. All we're going to look at today is what the angel said. The puppets actually acted out the script of these three passages. As you look in the middle of your handout here, I have the passage there. There's just small points at the bottom of each passage. But I want to look at just three times the angel spoke. We want to look at what the angel said to Mary, what the angel said to Joseph, what the angel said to the shepherds. Okay? Just briefly here. I'm going to start at verse 31 of the first section, what the angel said to Mary. It says this, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.'" Look below, just two points with a couple subpoints. This was to be a special person. That's what the angel told to Mary. This would be a special person. He would be named Jesus, which means Savior. Anyone here name your kid Savior? No? Joshua is a form of that. There's Jesus in Hispanic language and all that. But it means Savior, or Jehovah saves. Let her be there. He would be a human descendant of King David. It goes back to the Old Testament that God promised to King David, the Israelite king, that his seed, his descendants would have the throne forever. So God made a promise to David. Jesus descended from Mary, who was a descendant of David. So that fulfilled that requirement. By the way, Joseph was also a descendant of David. Okay? He was a special person because he was named Savior, because he was a human descendant of King David, which fulfilled promises in the Old Testament. And also he would be called the Son of God and the Son of the Highest, which is pretty much saying the same thing. When you say someone is someone's son, you're saying more about them than just what their name is. You're talking about their characteristics. There's a few sons of mine here today, and if you look at me and look at them, you could say, "I know he's Kevin's son because," and you could list off characteristics. The son is the same quality or character as God himself. The Son of God is God. It's not just a person, not just a human being. He's God himself. To be the Son of God is like saying the son of the king, you're royalty also. This was also to be a special birth. According to what the angel told Mary, it wasn't like anything else that had ever happened in all of history. And yet it had been promised from all of history. The mother was to be a human virgin. Mary said, how can I have a baby if I've never been with a man? Well, the angel answered and said, something special is going to happen. The Father would be the Holy Spirit, not man, but God would be the Father. So that made the baby something different. It wasn't just, if you will, and pardon the term, but it wasn't just an illegitimate birth. It was a supernatural birth. The baby was not a human being out of some immorality, but it was the very plan of God where God became flesh. God took on humanity. He became human, though he was already God. That's the Son of God. Jesus had existed throughout all of eternity, the Bible teaches. He was simply taking on flesh. It's called the incarnation, taking on flesh, becoming flesh. So this was to be a special person. It was to be a special birth, unlike anything else that has ever happened before or since. Now the next passage, over there in Matthew, on the other side of the page, I'm just reading the part that's not grayed out there. It says, but while he thought about these things, talking about Joseph here, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, he was descended from David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name, you want to guess? Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Okay, Joseph had heard, we kind of tried to act it out with the puppets, but he'd heard, he'd betrothed or engaged to Mary, and all of a sudden she finally tells him, it's like, hey, I'm pregnant. What do you do? What's your response? What's your assumption? Well, the only assumption that he could have was that she had been unfaithful to him. Right? That's the normal assumption. That's the only assumption. Mary didn't, there's no evidence that Mary tried to explain or anything. What do you say? Because you can't just fake that. God tells Joseph. Okay? Two things here that I focus on. This, again, was a special birth. Mary conceived of the Holy Spirit. Joseph had to be told that. He was a just man. He was going to, the word is divorce her. You had to, the engagement was legal. You had to divorce someone, even in engagement, in the betrothal of the Old Testament kind of thing. You had to divorce her. So he had to put her away. He had to dissolve that agreement that they were going to get married. So he was going to do it, but kind of keep it private because he still cared for her. He was a just man. He's not one that wanted to be mean. God says, no, she is bearing someone that was conceived by the Holy Spirit. No one else before or since. The second thing that the angel told to Joseph was this. This was to be a special person. Kind of get a little repeat here, right? The baby would be named Jesus, means Savior. And the baby, why would you call a person Savior? Because the baby, according to what the angel told Joseph, the baby was going to come to save his people from their sins. Okay? Jesus coming to earth, if you will, Christmas was a rescue mission. Christmas was not something warm and fuzzy to give Hallmark another reason to have a card. Christmas was there to rescue you and I from what? Our sins, right? It was the only way that God could save us and still be holy. Someone had to pay for that sin, either us or a replacement. And Jesus came to be our replacement. He had to take on flesh. He had to become a baby, even though he was God already. He had to become human to take on flesh so he could what? Anyone? To die. Right? He couldn't die as God, but he could die as a man. All right? The baby would save his people from their sins. Now the last passage here. What did the angel say to the shepherds? And I'm talking about the angel, not the angels at the end, okay? Just the one angel, and they're shaking in their boots. It says, the angel said to them, the shepherds, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, what? A Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and guess where he'll be? Not in a cradle, he'll be in a manger. Good sign. It's different than you picture. You won't find him in the nursery. Okay? 2 points here. Number one, this is supposed to be good news to everyone. It's supposed to be good news to everyone. I don't mean to break it to you hard, but all of us here need rescued. Okay? All of us here are sinners, according to the Bible. Every last one of us. We need to be rescued. Guess what? The rescuer has arrived. That's what the angel said. It's good news to all people. Now, it's up to all people to understand that they need rescued, right? If they reject the rescuer cannot help. Number two, there's been born, another thing that the angel told him, there's been born a Savior, the rescuer, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, that's his first title he's given. And notice here it says, who is Christ? The Lord. It's actually two more titles. Christ comes from the Old Testament. The Old Testament word is Messiah. It means the anointed one or the promised one. Throughout the Old Testament, if you've been here recently, we've studied how God promised a rescuer all the way back in Genesis chapter 3. That's the Messiah. And over in the Old Testament, God, through the prophets, told the people of Israel and others that there would be a holy one, a son who would be born that would be their rescuer. He's the promised one. He would also be the leader of David's line that was promised. And notice here it says, too, he's Christ the what? The Lord. He is God in the flesh. He's not just another person, another trend leader, a man born before his time. No, this was one promised before time began, actually. I won't get into details there. But God knew that the human race would need a rescuer, and He Himself sent His Son to come and rescue us. My question for you today is this. Are you paying attention to what the angel told Mary, what the angel told Joseph, what the angel told the shepherds? It makes all the difference. You can choose whatever you want in this life, but when you face God, what you chose in this life will make all the difference. What have you chosen? Is Jesus Christ your rescuer? Is He the Son of God that came and took on flesh to die on the cross for you and I? Or is He just some person that crazy people talk about? That's your choice, but there's only one right answer. If He's a crazy person that people talk about, you have nothing to lose. But if He's the real thing, if He's the one who rose from the dead, as the Bible teaches, after He died on the cross, then you have everything to lose. And I want to challenge you to consider closely and deeply what the angel said to Mary, to Joseph and the shepherds. It makes all the difference to you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. I challenge you to believe the same thing. If I can help you understand this further, this might be brand new to you. It might be old hat, but if I can help you in any way, help you to understand this further, we will not twist your arm. We're obviously passionate about what we believe, but we will not make you believe anything. We can't make you believe anything, but we will help you understand why we so firmly believe that Jesus Christ is our rescuer.